You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 27 minutes and 55 seconds, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio show, highlighting the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a high school education and a childlike enthusiasm for the music popular before my parents could say their names. An eponym is defined as one for whom or which something is or is believed to be named. And in rock and rhythm, a veritable eponym-demic ran rampant as self-titled songs frequently found their way to shellac. Was it a case of titular simplification, shrewd self-promotion, creative stagnation, or the deadliest of the seven sins, pride? On the Matt Masters Review, let's get self-centered with the Ego Song. We'll boogie with Cleo and Richard, jam with Slim, and wiggle with Carl. We'll walk with Gate Mouth, sing the blues with BB, do a sausage rock, and bring it to Jerome. But don't call him Speedo, because his real name is Mr. Earl. Little Richard called himself the Quasar of rock and roll, an apt moniker as quasars, the most luminous and energetic things in the universe, get that way because of an extreme gravitational pull at its galactic center. And everyone knows Richard likes to be the center of any galaxy, but before his quasar was first nationally detected in 1955, Richard had recorded this 1953 tune for Peacock Records, Little Richard's Boogie. Obscure drummer Lucius Tyson happened upon the nom de plume Doc Sausage? Maybe as dirty as you think, but when Doc recorded 1950s Sausage Rock, it seemed he was starting a new dance craze in his honor. Of course, by 1950, the term rock had two connotations, dancing and sex.
For first you throw your hands up high, then you do the backwards cry. You buckle both knees, then you turn to the right, start rocking. Grab your girl in a knitting coop, step back a step or two. You buckle both knees, then you turn to the right, start rocking. When you're not rocking, any old step will do. But when you start rocking, Jack, let me tell you the step to do. First you throw your hands up high, then you do the backwards cry. You buckle both knees, then you turn to the right, start rocking. Step will do when you start rocking, Jack. Let me tell you the step to do. First you throw your hands up high, then you do the backwards cry. You buckle both knees, then you turn to the right, start rocking.
When Sam Phillips first opened his Memphis recording studio, Sun Records was but a dream, as Sam recorded local talent for labels such as Chess and Modern. One such talent was Riley B.B. King, whom first put his name to song with 1950's B.B. Boogie, but I think 51's B.B. Blues is more apt for rock and rhythm's greatest blues emissary.
Well, I'm
By 1956, Sam Phillips finally established his Sun label, sold Elvis to RCA, and was on to his latest rockabilly find. Although Carl Perkins was a humble man, he couldn't resist putting his name to a dance tune Phillips didn't even see fit to include on Perkins' ironically titled LP, Dance Album, Perkins Wiggle.
Perkins Wiggle with a Dixie bomb that is down. When the corn grows tall, I meet my baby with a how you are, she's just a sweet little woman. She's the cream of the crop. Plays a boogie-woogie with a dig-dig-dig-dig-dig-dig-dig. The Dixie Boppin' is down. When the corn goes tall, I meet my baby with a how you are. She's just a sweet little woman, the cream of the crop. Plays a Perkins boogie with a Dixie Bop. The boogie woogie with a Dixie Bopper is a down. Well, in Tennessee, the baby I love, she's waiting on me. We'll get together, but we'll never stop. Done the boogie woogie with a Dixie Bopper.
Slim Galliard was proficient on guitar and piano, but it was his smooth voice, impish humor, and the hipster wordplay vout that he created which stole the show. Slim kept good company too, recording this self-titled 1945 jam session with Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker. Slim's Jam.
Session here. And here comes Zooty in the door with his brushes. And what's he know, Papa? Look at this cat here. Here's a suitcase there. That's skeleton beat on that one.
Open up the door, Richard.
Well, look here. Well, here's Jack McVouty in his tenor.
Yes, indeed.
Well, say, Gage, how about blowing some, man?
Got the next call.
All right, that's great. Take it. You got it. So fine. Say, you better bring me a double order of Riti Vootis with a little hot sauce on it. That'll just about fix it. Well, here's it. Well, look at Charlie Yardboy to Rooney.
Hey, yes. Now, how's it going, Joe?
Oh, everything is mellow, man. Look at this cat get his horn with the name.
Yeah,
blow
I got
some?
My horn with me, man. I want to blow some, too. Yeah. I'm having a little reed trouble.
Haven't got a reed?
Yeah.
Well, McVouty's got a reed. He can trim it down a little. That's great.
Yeah,
well, that's
great.
Solid, then. Well, let's get together and blow. We ain't flat. Take the next one. You got it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
here's Daz McSkiven Valso Rooney with his trumpet there.
Oh, well,
what's in the... Oh, everything is silent.
Hey, listen, I gotta go, Dad.
Well, you gotta cut out?
I gotta go to Jubilee.
Jubilee, you gotta make another day. That's groovy. Well, you gotta make a gig. Take the next chord before you cut out.
Okay.
Take the next chord. That's killer. How about setting a riff on the next chorus and we'll take him on out there because he's got here. He got to go and make another gig there. Let's cut. I got to get up early in the morning myself. So let's riff on the next chorus and cut on out.
Ego songs and rock and rhythm were overwhelmingly instrumentals. In 1953, Gatemouth Brown, whom was hardly shy of eponymous material, cut the oddly titled Gate Walks to Board. Odd until you know sax ace Johnny Board was whom Gate was walking to, thus making the tune a rare double eponym. In the small sorority of Rock and Rhythm's female singer-pianists, it's likely the oft-forgotten Cleo Brown had the best chops on the 88s. Known for her risque material in the 30s and 40s, Brown's 1953 spiritual reawakening found her giving up her bawdy tunes to become a nurse, but not before she honored herself with 1949's Cleo's Boogie.
The devil I can. I sister went to milk, she didn't know how. She grabbed the bull, she thought it was a cow. Bull started kicking, she hollered, ow. Got to do a little boogie anyhow. Boogie, really boogie, boogie. Old Lady Lindy walking down the street, she caught the rheumatism in her tired feet. She stooped over to pick up a stone, the rheumatism caught her and she kept on going. She boogied, she really boogie boogie. You wash up the moonshine, up the stars. Down below you raise yourself some sand. Grab a man and call the boot and that thing. Boogie, really boogie boogie.
There can be little dispute that Bo Diddley was the king of the ego song. I think most Diddley files can probably count on just one hand the number of songs he didn't mention himself. So it's only fitting that Diddley's longtime maracist and comic foil Jerome Green would grab the mirror. Sharing vocal duties with Bo, let's spin the 1955 Green penned B-side, Bring It to Jerome.
Bring it to the wrong. Bring it to the wrong.
Tell me, baby.
Bring it to the wrong.
What you trying to do?
Bring it to the wrong.
You ain't treating me, mama.
Bring it to the wrong.
Like you used to do.
Bring it to the wrong.
Say,
bring it to the wrong. Bring it to the wrong. Bring it to the wrong. Home. You don't have to worry, I won't do you no wrong. Bring it on home, bring it to the wrong. Bring it on home, bring it to the wrong. Looky here, pretty baby, this mess I won't stand. All the other women, you got another man. Bring it on home, bring it to the wrong. Bring it on home, bring it to the wrong.
Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Sigmund Freud. If you know QWERTY, send your email to WMAT@mail.com. Although this 1955 song's authorship is dubious and its melody nicked from the Regals' Got the Water Boiling, two things are for certain. It was this group's biggest hit, and lead singer Earl Speedy Carroll was its subject. The Cadillacs and Speedo.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yes, man, my Speedo, he don't ever take it slow. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Speedo, he don't ever take it slow. Well, naughty,